This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 27th. God's word to you today is beta release. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 8, verse 6, and it says, "There is a right time and a right way to do everything, but we know so little. There is a right time and a right place to do everything. Do not waste your time and do not waste your energy. There are a few things that we need to know about time and energy. The first is that time is finite and a constant. Energy, even though finite, is a variable. You have 24 hours in a day, and you have the same amount of energy. If you exercise and eat healthy, your energy level can increase, but it is still finite in a day. Time, however, cannot be increased. The second thing you need to know is that while time is linear and cannot be concentrated, energy fluctuates and can be concentrated. These things I'm sharing with you are huge. I did not get this from any book. Understanding this will empower you to achieve a lot in 24 hours, while everyone is scrambling for time and energy. So please take notes, and I do not mean just mental notes. Write this down in your journal and on a post-it note. Then position it where you can see it consistently. The next thing you need to know is that increase in energy, given the same amount of time, will lead to increased productivity. Energy fluctuates, right? Let us say I have 8 hours to work, and I am able to concentrate my energy for the entire 8 hours, being highly productive. Afterwards, I most probably will be tired and flat out because I've exhausted my energy. I can decide to relax for the rest of the day or go play tennis. Other people may see me and conclude that I do not do anything. But the reality is that I have poured my energy into what matters, and at the end of the day, my level of productivity will be undeniable. I hope you're getting it. When we talk about energy, it is important to note that we're not referring to physical energy alone. That is just one component. There are four components to energy: physical energy, mental energy, emotional energy, and spiritual energy. Sometimes you are strong physically, but mentally exhausted. Sometimes, even when you are charged up mentally and physically, you lack the emotional energy to manage relationships, to drive teamwork. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me build capacity physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so that I will function optimally at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.